And good morning, sports fans. It's the Coach and AD. And once again, it's Saturday morning live. We're usually at Coach's Corner. Let's check this again. Let's try this again, okay?
Look where we're at today.
Good morning, sports fans. It's the Coach and AD live from Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering right here on in Skidaway. On Skidaway,
yep.
Sandfly. I know I'm rushing, okay? I got to slow down. It's been a hectic morning. You know, besides doing this, we got AD duties and everything else. But anyway, it's the Coach and AD on the Carl Demasi Sports Report, all part of the Coach's Corner Sports Network. And we're live at Rocky's Deli. This is where we started last year, March 27th. But we're back here again because it's their third anniversary in business. Bill Fascicchio, big supporter of what we do.
Oh,
I'm a big supporter of what he does.
Yes, we are.
I got the blessing from John Henderson because you know what? John Henderson comes here and gets his pastrami sandwiches.
Ooh.
So you got to love it. But once again, we were off last week. Hopefully you guys had a great Easter holiday. We took the weekend off, spent some time with the family. I got to play a little 18 holes.
Did you really?
I did. And I parred one and I parred two.
There you go.
I parred two.
Down
in St. Leo. Let's see. That's Dade City, St. Leo University, right behind there.
Yeah, that's nice.
My brother-in-law and sister-in-law live there, so it was a great day. It was a great day to go out. A great day to go out and play some golf. So we're running a little late, getting this all hooked up. But we're here. We got a great show. We got Andrew Goldstein coming on from WSAV, the new guy on the block. But you know what? He's been here since January. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, not new anymore, man. And welcome to sports in South Georgia in the spring, brother.
So he's going to find out what the Sand Nats are all about. From Wisconsin was his last gig. Okay, so, and then we got the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete Week. This young man, I mean, the whole team's been on fire.
But he's definitely on fire.
The Savannah Christian Raiders baseball team, Joey White, senior pitcher, signed with Birmingham Southern a couple of months ago. So, it's just a great thing like we do every week. And he knows about him. I mean, Calvary goes against him.
Yeah.
So Joey White.
One of the best pitchers out there.
Right. Joey White from Savannah Christian. And then we got a little bump in our guest list here. We were going to have Travis Jadon, but he told me he couldn't make it. So we're going to get the owner of Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering out here, Bill Fascicchio.
Which is he's a huge Mets fan.
Huge Mets fan.
We talked a little Yankees and little Mets.
No. I'm going to chalk Braves. I don't want to chalk Yankees. I want to talk Braves.
Yeah, but how about a little, Subway Series rivalry up there? A little action with that?
Like I tell you all the time, and I tell the people that watch us, I don't know that much about the Yankees anymore. Now, Tim Geiterer from WTOC, Morning Break. He can tell you everything.
Everything I look at, like your computer screen had Yankees here.
It still does. I mean, I'm still a New Yorker at heart. I'm still a Yankee fan, but
he used to be.
I've been here for 25 years.
He used to be a Mets fan there, right?
Oh, yeah, yes. I used to be a Mets fan.
Just quickly recap the story real quick.
All right. So
he was a big Mets fan.
We're going to give you the news and notes later on, so we're not going to get into everything we got. We got a bunch of news and notes, but just to make the coach, we're running late, and our next guest is already
a great story.
Our next guest is waiting in the booth. He's a guy from Jersey too, so I wonder who he.
We'll get his opinion.
We're going to get his opinion too. But yes, I grew up in the '60s. Okay, I was 9 years old when the New York Mets, 1969, amazing Mets won the World Series. My favorite baseball player, besides Willie Mays, but he took ship to the coast. But he was already on the coast when I was born. But anyway, I was always a Willie Mays fan. But I gravitated to Tom Seaver. Tom, terrific. I mean, one of the best pitchers I've ever seen. I mean, I wanted to be a pitcher, but I wasn't a pitcher. I was a catcher. Tools of Ignorance, Yogi Berra.
Yep.
Okay. And then, of course, I played first base and third base. But I love Tom Seaver. And in 1973 or 74, they wouldn't give him $200,000. The owner wouldn't give him $200,000. It wasn't the double days. Okay. So I remember it was a lady, Payne, Mrs. Payne. She was the owner of the Mets. They traded him. They traded him to the Cincinnati Reds. And I was so upset. I mean, now we get billions and millions of dollars given out to players. They wouldn't give the guy $200,000. Okay? So I said, you know what?
Forget about it.
George Steinbrenner came in. He started shelling out the money for the Yankees. And Reggie Jackson, Don Mattingly, Yogi. Now, I almost jumped ship on the Yankees, too, because they fired Yogi Berra, which I was upset about. Yogi Berra has always been one of my favorite baseball players. I mean, the man has 10 rings, more than Tom Brady. More than Tom Brady, he has 10 World Series championship rings. But anyway, to make a long story short, I went to the dark side, never gone back to the Mets, even though I do follow the Mets. But, I go back to the Shea Stadium Bowl days. I mean, in Flushing, Queens. I mean, that place was a toilet bowl. I mean, you go from Yankee Stadium, the Taj Mahal of baseball, and then you go cross town to the toilet bowl at Shea Stadium. But I loved it. So, and now they got Citi Field, which is unbelievable. My son's been there, Russell, and I think Dominic with my wife, because they make trips to New York without me. So, Russell, I mean, talk about Russell. He loves pastrami. He gets a pastrami hot dog at Citi Field. He said it was unbelievable, Dad. So, nice. That's where we're at. So we're here for the third anniversary of Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering at Skidaway Road here in Sandfly. I can't remember the street number, but Bill Fasicchio has done a great job bringing that Italian Long Island. Yeah, that's right. Long Island food here. Hey, if you want to come up by later, you got to get here early, though, because at 11 o'clock, the coach and the boss, the wife, we'll be cooking some Zapleys for charity, okay? Bill Fasicchio is back in his whole thing for his third anniversary gala. Tell him about the Zapleys, okay?
So Zapleys, one, it's like a fried donut with powdered sugar. And best
but it's got ricotta cheese in it.
It's got
ricotta
cheese in it. So it's not like, it is so
good.
It's not a funnel cake.
It's not a beignet.
It's not beignet.
Beignet, sorry.
You know, or a baguette.
I don't come from New Orleans. So.
Yeah, me either. But it is fantastic. Right out, they're hot. He dunks them in the bag, puts a powdered sugar, you shake them.
See the grease come in the brown bag.
I mean, it's like the greatest thing.
And I promise this year, I won't drop my sunglasses in the fryer like I did last time. I'll make sure they're not on. That's why I don't have my sunglasses on. Yeah, they drop. And of course, my good man, Mark Sussman, Memorial Day School, he was here. And he's from Jersey, or he's also a northerner. He's been here longer than I have. He was laughing his head off.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. $200 pair of sunglasses fried. That was funny.
Deep no, but fried. They didn't Southern style, babe.
But we got him out quick enough. They didn't trip any plastic there or anything like that, I promise you. Okay. So come early, because when we run out of the dough, okay, it's gone. Now it's five Zeppelis for $5. The charity is going to Coaches for Curing Cancer. Tim Adams started this 5 years ago. I put on a race every year. Yes, there is a race. June. Maybe I might do that at the race too. Ooh. Get those runners coming, get a little carbohydrates.
That's right.
June 12th. June 10th is my wife's birthday. June 12th at How to Run Store. We're doing the fifth annual Carl DeMasi Sports Report, Coaches for Curing Cancer, 5K, and we have a 10K run, walk, whatever you want to do. So go to the site and check it out. So once again, all right, it's 9:13. We're a little behind, so we want to keep our guest on track. This young man went from Jersey to Marquette to Wisconsin. He even covered Green Bay games. I wonder if he knows Christina Tussaud. I mean, she was here. And she jumped up there too. She was on WTOC though.
Yes.
All right, and he's back here in the South. I guess the weather has changed. He's got an interesting game that he covered that you're going to let him.
Yeah.
And it has to do with baseball.
Nice.
Okay, but we're going to find out. And that's called Andrew Goldstein. And he's been here since January. And I'm calling him the new kid on the block. So he took over for our man, Greg Talbot, who went back west to Spokane, Washington. I feel bad. We didn't
Gonzaga.
Talk about
Gonzaga.
So that's his alma mater, too.
Yeah.
So just like this guy's got Marquette. Okay, but I'll give him a lot. Frank McGuire, Al McGuire, the McGuire brothers over there winning a national championship. All right, I'm getting carried away. So you're listening to The Coach and the AD on the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, all part of the Coach's Corner Sports Network. We'll be back in 3 minutes with the WSAV Sports Anchor Reporter, Andrew Goldstein. Stay tuned. We promise you, Andrew, three minutes.
Yep.
All right, Mouse, come on. You got to work here. Wrong one. It's been one of those mornings.
We got it, though.
There we go.
That's Coach's Corner and Thunderbolt. Coach's Corner has been voted the best in Savannah for 20 years running, and it's no wonder why. Sports, live music, delicious and generous portions of pub food, all for our fans. No matter what the season, there's always a reason to check out Coach's Corner. It's always game time at Coach's Corner. Pick your favorite sport, pick your favorite team, and pick a TV, and Coach's Corner is your place. Coach's Corner is always open for lunch, dinner, and now breakfast, Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 10:30. But remember, Coach's Corner still has takeout service. John Harrison and Coach's Corner crew have smoked Boston Butch, ribs, and chicken on the grill. You can place your order by calling Coach's Corner at 912-352-2933. That's 912-352-2933. As always, make it a night, remember, at Coach's Corner.
At Calvary Day School, we want our students to be fully equipped and on the cutting edge of academics, making a difference in our world. Your child will grow academically, physically, socially, and spiritually. At Calvary, it is so good to say we are one school with one mission and one vision. Faith, academics, excellence, and building champions through Christ. Calvary Day School, we consider it a privilege to meet with your family personally. Call Philip Lee, Director of Admissions at 351-2299. That's 351-2299.
For over half a century, it comes in uniforms, sporting goods, or trophies. Thompson's got you covered. From cleats to caps and best prices on the biggest brands, Under Armour, Adidas, and more. From baseball to soccer, volleyball to softball, and yes, football too. Every season starts at Thompson Sports Shop. So come get equipped at Thompson Sports Shop's new location, 6606 Abercorn Street, Suite 102 in Savannah. Open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and seasonal on Saturdays. At locally owned Thompson Sporting Goods and Trophies, come see where everyone is a
Yo,
winner.
You still want some real New York deli and Italian food? Bada bing, bada boom. Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering is open at 7630 Skidaway Road in Savannah, Georgia during this social distancing problem. Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering will take calls for pickup at 912-354-2914. That's 912-354-2914 on the phone, kabish. If you want Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering goods delivered, go to savtakeout.com, savtakeout.com to place the order. Remember, Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering. We ain't New York style. We are
Rhodes Chiropractic Clinic. Your back hurts. Another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You just want to pick something up and throw it across the room? If you can. At the Weatherton Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care and pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and of course, achieve a healthier lifestyle. The Weatherton Chiropractic Clinic is now located at two locations in Savannah, Georgia, at 329 Eisenhower Drive, and in Pooler at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherton at the Weatherton Chiropractic Clinic for all your chiropractic needs.
All right. Is the microphone on there? Okay. Once again, it's been a hectic morning. It's the coach and the AD on Call the Master Sports Report, all part of the Coach's Corner Sports Universe. But we're here at Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering for the third anniversary gala, okay? And come by at 11 o'clock. You want some New York street food? I'm going to make some Zeppolis, but they're not Zeppolis, they're Zeppelis, okay? My wife gets mad at me when I say Zeppolis. So, you know what I mean? Bada bing, bada boom. But anyway, it's a lot of fun. And our guest, I mean, from Jersey.
Yeah.
But he's from South Jersey. Is it North Jersey? South Jersey. He'll tell us what, I think it's North Jersey. I think he's off of exit 8. If you talk to someone from Jersey, they'll tell you what exit they're off of.
Oh, okay.
Off the Jersey Turnpike. They don't tell you anything else. But once again, he's been here since January. He took over for Greg Talbot, who went back home, wants to be a teacher. I give him a lot of, wants to be a journalist. Okay. And he's done a great job. I finally got to meet him about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I introduced myself, and I know he's been running around. Him and Connor Delpreet does a great job. He loses Connor. I don't know what he's going to do now. He's going to have to find someone else to show him the ropes. But, you know, he's a Jersey boy that went out to Wisconsin, went to Marquette.
Yeah.
Okay, stayed there, was a sports reporter, sports director out there in Wisconsin. Then he finally said, I need some warmer weather.
Don't blame you.
Go back to Jersey. He came south to Savannah. So
everybody does.
Joining us, it's still – I got to get my mouse to work here. There we go. Joining us on the Coach's Corner Hot Seat, WSAV sports anchor reporter. He's one of the tag team over there with Connor Delpreet, Andrew Goldstein, and he's from Jersey. Andrew,
I am. Okay, so two things for you. One, it's exit 8A. You're past the Williams-Sonoma Fulfillment Center and you're home, baby. And secondly, I appreciate that you're doing this at a New York deli because I have, as a keepsake, a napkin from my favorite deli back in Jersey, Harold's in Edison. So I vibe with this show on a deep level.
Well, you know, look what I'm drinking here, buddy.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo, buddy.
You all the time in, like, the fourth grade cafeteria.
And I'm going to make you a little more jealous. A little bacon, egg, and cheese on a Kaiser roll. From Harold's Deli.
Love it. Yes.
Okay, so Skidaway Road, go past Memorial Stadium. You know where that is now, right?
Yes, yes.
Keep on going south. You'll come over Montgomery Crossroads, and you'll see a little shopping center on the left. Right there, first driveway, make a left. You can't miss it. The Italian flag, a little Long Island flavor. I don't know if you're a Met or Yankee fan, but you go in there, it's all Met stuff. So I don't know where you fit in, Andrew.
Well, first of all, I will say that you definitely hit on your recommendation of Screamin' Mimi's. I needed some pizza. You gave me that recommendation. I approve 100%. It's not easy to get my pizza approval. So you're one for one. I'm going to see if we can make that two for two. But, you know, honestly, grew up Yankees because my grandfather was a Yankees fan. Kind of fell out of baseball for a second, and then covering the Brewers for a couple years, you know, sort of developed a little bit of an affinity for them. But yeah, I've not been to New Yankee Stadium yet. I was to the old Yankee Stadium when I was a little kid, though.
Andrew, you know, you grew up in northern New Jersey, and you went to school at Marquette. What made you go from Jersey to go to Wisconsin, go to school? What was it about Marquette that, hey, it's not like you say, I'm going to do a total geographic change and go south or go west or whatever. Just move across to the Midwest a little bit and went to Marquette. What was it about Marquette you loved so much?
All right. Well, first of all, grew up only child in Jersey. So I'm like, you know what? I kind of need a little bit of a change of scenery. I kind of got to spread my wings a little bit. Originally went out to the Midwest to tour Northwestern, because if anybody out there kind of knows journalism programs, Northwestern's one of the big ones. And I had a friend, a mentor, who was studying broadcasting at Marquette at the time. And she said, hey, while you're coming out to the Midwest anyways, come up to Milwaukee for a day. I'll show you around. So she did. I really liked it. And now she's the beat reporter for the Texans for ESPN. And I ended up there. So it's just sort of a kind of a weird serendipitous moment that I ended up at Marquette. But, you know, I just sort of stepped on campus and everybody was warm, inviting. It felt like a place where I could really grow up, and that's what I needed.
All right, Andrew, your connection's we're losing you on your connection. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Not, that's perfect right there. So okay. Go back to the serendipitous, whatever you said, the serendipitous, what was the word?
Serendipitous moment.
There you go.
No, I was just going to say, it was just sort of a happy accident almost that I ended up at Marquette, but it was just a real warm, inviting place to grow up, and that's what I
needed. All right. So then you take your stick, you stay there, you wind up at a TV station. Yeah, you're covering the Packers. You get to NFL playoffs. What was that experience like?
Oh man, that was fun. I mean, I remember the first time I ever covered training camp, I had no idea what I was doing, none. And you know, you just sort of slowly get better at those things as you do them. But you know, I'm barely more than 21, 22 years old, and I'm standing 10 feet away from Aaron Rodgers. I mean, how cool is that? And, you know, just doing like the long 2-hour drives down to Green Bay from where I was and driving back. I mean, you get very close with your sports partner, your photographer. So not only was it a great experience just to be at Lambeau and cover the team, but it's a really nice way to sort of get close with everybody you worked with, too, because everybody wanted to help you out with that stuff. Everyone wanted to go. So, I mean, it was something I'll never forget.
I mean, my friend is listening in Gastonia, North Carolina, and he's a Jersey boy like you. He grew up in.
You kidding? My dad lived there. Rutgers, so my dad lived in Gastonia.
Yeah, so he's ripping me now about the Mets and Yankees.
Gastonia, North Carolina. Grew up in Gastonia.
Wow.
So he's ripping me on the internet about the Mets and the Yankees. So, but anyway, all right. So,
Hold on, go back though. Your dad's from Gastonia?
No, he lived in Gastonia. My dad's originally from Jersey, but he's lived all over the place, and he lived in Gastonia for like 5-6 years.
Gotcha. I was born and bred there, raised there, grew up in Belmont, around that area. Spent a lot of time at Belmont Abbey College. That's kind of where our center, Sports Universe, was there. Hey, I'm reading through your bio now, okay? If the shoe fits, all right, if the shoe fits, snowshoe baseball.
Yeah.
We have banana ball down here with Savannah Bananas. That's whole unique. All right. Tell us about snowshoe baseball.
Oh, man. So my first day at the station at WJFW, where I came from in Rhinelander, was the annual station snowshoe baseball game. This sport is played in one town in America, Lake Tomahawk, Wisconsin. It's got a permanent population of like 500 to 1,000 people. I mean, it's way out there. And every Monday night during the summer, I'm going to say the town's population triples to quadruples with hundreds of people that go out to this middle of nowhere baseball field. They put saw chips, like wood shavings, down on the infield. And you play essentially softball, but everybody is wearing snowshoes. And that's the way you do it. Just a regular softball game, but everyone's in snowshoes. People are face planting on their way to first base. I mean, but if you see like the regular players, because there's a team based out of the town with guys that play every summer, they're running around like they're just wearing regular shoes. Like, it's insane. So when I saw this for the first time, I'm like, we got to do a big story. Like, we got to do a documentary or something on this. This is so cool. So myself and two of my coworkers, Maisie Vincent and Angela Kim, went there every single week for a whole summer and just found out about the origins of the game, the people who keep it going, because whatever you imagine it to be, like, you know, one family, small town, you know, passed down from father to son. Like, if you just kind of have that image in your mind, that's very much how it is. It's another thing that I'll never forget, because it's at the other end of the spectrum from Lambeau Field. It's the other end of the spectrum from the Packers. You know, one's 80,000 people. The other is in this tiny drive-through town in northern Wisconsin. But the people that you meet on each end of the spectrum in this business, you will never forget it. And I'll never forget either.
Well, you know, the Savannah Bananas are always looking for something different. You can pitch this, and I bet you Jesse and Jared and Pico and the Shark and Barry, they would all love doing something like that. It would be pretty neat. You got to go sell it. You got to go pitch it.
Yeah, no, I will.
I had to bring it up. I'm watching your story now. This is unbelievable. I'm seeing all the wood chips. The kind of the softball underhand toss and these guys running in snowshoes. This is unreal. This is like – that is a great pitch to the Savannah Bananas. If there's a next level between banana ball, it's snowshoe baseball combined with banana ball. That would be phenomenal.
So here's what I think. Because the one difficult part is just getting enough wood shavings and everything to just pattern the infield. But once you have that, I mean, you basically got everything you need except for the snowshoes. So, yeah. Hey, are you Jared Orton? You know, Jesse, if you're listening, call me. Call me. We'll talk.
Just tag them on. Just take your video, tag them on social media, and just put hashtag next level. You know, and
I love it.
Get the guy in the stilts to put on snowshoes and have him.
That was unbelievable. I was there when he tried out and I saw him strapping on the stilts. And I'm like, he's not about to go take this BP in stilts. Yup. Yes, he did. And the fact that he did it without just keeling over, I got to give him credit for that.
Simply amazing. Hey, you're watching the Coach and AD on the Carl DeMasi Sports Report every Saturday morning live. It's usually from the center of the universe, as they call it over there. We call it the center of the sports universe, where it's sports, food, and fun. And that's, of course, the Coach's Corner Sports Network. We're talking to the WSAV sports anchor reporter, Andrew Goldstein. He's over there with his sidekick, Connor Del Prete, now, and they do a great job covering everything. So you've been in Savannah now since January. What has stood out the most for Andrew Goldstein about this town?
Well, I think it's how passionate everybody is about their local sports. And that's not a given everywhere. You know, I think that in different areas of the country, you find people caring about different things to a different extent. And here, it is very clear how much everybody rides for their high schools, how much everybody rides for, you know, Georgia Southern or UGA or whatever it may be. Like, this is an area that deeply, deeply cares about local sports. And that's the kind of place I want to be. Because, you know, I've been some places where sports is just sort of a thing in people's lives. You know, like, people come out to watch, but it doesn't feel like the center of the universe. Like, people have other things going on. Here, you know, just watching the teams run out for high school football or watching people show up for like the RBC or the club car, whatever sports people enjoy here, you get the sense that it really is a lifestyle. And that's the kind of place I like being.
Andrew, and talking about that, you know, you've been here since January and you're just getting into the spring. What are you most looking forward to cover? Is it, hey, the passion of high school football, is that comes up in the fall? What is it that you probably have on your list of, hey, man, these are things I can't wait to cover here in South Georgia?
Well, the obvious layup answer is high school football. Just because the area where I came from in Wisconsin, it wasn't a big high school football area. I mean, people cared about it, but the schools were just kind of small and the fields were, at some of these places, were just not super well maintained. Like the talent level, you'd get some kids going to D3 or so. To go from that to here where you're seeing D1 competition every single night, I mean, it's just going to be a different level. So I'm looking forward to that. Obviously looking forward to the RBC next week. That's like me and Connor's busiest sports week of the year, pretty much. I'm also looking forward to covering high school volleyball. I'm a huge volleyball fan. I've heard all about like Christian Prep, some of the South Carolina schools in the low country competing for state titles. So I am really looking forward to that.
Well, you know, you're going to see a lot of high level athletic ability down here. Basketball, I don't know what it's like in Wisconsin, but here in Savannah, Georgia, they play above the rim. And even your private schools do the same thing where, you know, yeah. I'm like you. I came from Long Island, New York. Football was not a big thing. We're lucky we got 500 guys to a game. It's more professional. Same thing with basketball until you got to the state playoffs. So, yeah, it's going to make a big difference for you. All right.
Yeah, for sure.
Last question. All right. You found Screaming Mimi's, pizzeria, Jersey-style pizza. But moving down here in the South, what's your favorite Southern entree?
It's a good question. So I'm slowly working my way through some of the more well-known Savannah eateries. I got a couple of them I could go with, but I need to tell you that I've discovered the wonders of Cookout. I've stumbled upon the promised land of Cookout. I mean, you roll through that place, you get what, like burger, fries, like a quesadilla and a shake for what, $8? And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, like, I heard about it. And I'm like, okay, you know, how good could it be for $8? Like, let me just try it. Dear God, that was fantastic. It's interesting, the reaction you get. I posted a picture on Twitter. Everybody instantly rolled up in my replies like, oh, my God, first Cookout experience. You can't forget this, blah, 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 blah. So as much as I'm enjoying the local Savannah food scene, man, I will not forget my first Cookout experience.
So Cookout is your favorite place in the south of the United States?
So far, I'm going to say this. Favorite place among sort of the regional fast food chains. Now, if you're talking just like a local Savannah place, I've tried Sandfly Barbecue. That's probably my favorite one down here.
Sandfly's legit.
It's legit. Yeah. It's legit. Well, Andrew, we appreciate what you're doing, going out there and covering the kids, covering the sports here in Savannah, Georgia. Great, great job you and Connor are doing over there. We appreciate it. Anytime we can get more information about these kids, I love it. Chad loves it. Keep it the great work. And if you ever do a great story like Snowshoe, I'd love to have you come on and explain what's going on with it.
Yeah, for sure. And thank you for all that y'all do as well. I know that a lot of the local kids and parents appreciate it too. So anytime you want me back, give me a ring. I don't have that much of a social life, so I'm free anytime.
We appreciate it.
Thanks,
man. Will do. You have a good one. Bye-bye.
All right, Andrew Goldstein from WSAV Sports Reporter, young guy moving down here from Wisconsin. The weather is unbelievable here. He's going to enjoy it. Oh, I've got to ask him about the sand nets.
He'll find out next week at RBC.
He'll find out over there. So I don't know if it was Andrew's connection or our connection here in Sandfly, but we're having some technical difficulties with the connection. But hopefully our next guest, who's waiting patiently, will have no trouble. As we say every week, this is a favorite part of our show when we bring on the good kids. The kids that have done something special. We want you to nominate them, okay? So please send us your athlete of the week. This next young guy, I mean, kid, student athlete, signed to go play baseball at Birmingham Southern. He's been doing a heck of a job for the Raiders on the mound for Savannah Christian. Next up, our Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic athlete of the week from Savannah Christian, senior Joey White. You're watching the Coach and AD live from
Rocky's Daily. Hey, this is the center of the eating universe today. We're normally at Coach's Corner, center of Sports Universe, which is still there. Go out there today. You got the third round of the Masters. Brian Harmon, another Savannah Christian grad, is in third, so he'll be in the second last group today. So go out, see all the TVs. A lot of things going on, Braves baseball as well. So chop on from their win last night. We'll be back in 3 minutes with Mr. Joey White here, senior Savannah Christian.
All time, that's Coach's Corner and Thunderbolt. Coach's Corner has been voted the best in Savannah for 20 years running, and it's no wonder why. Sports, live music, delicious and generous portions of pub food, all for our fans. No matter what the season, there's always a reason to check out Coach's Corner. It's always game time at Coach's Corner. Pick your favorite sport, pick your favorite team, and pick a TV, and Coach's Corner is your place. Coach's Corner is always open for lunch, dinner, and now breakfast, Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 10:30. But remember, Coach's Corner still has takeout service. John Harrison and Coach's Corner crew have smoked Boston Butch, ribs, and chicken on the grill. You can place your order by calling Coach's Corner at 912-352-2933. That's 912-352-2933. As always, make it a night to remember at Coach's Corner.
At Calvary Day School, we want our students to be fully equipped and on the cutting edge of academics, making a difference in our world. Your child will grow academically, physically, socially, and spiritually. At Calvary, it is so good to say we are one school with one mission and one vision. Faith, academics, excellence, and building champions through Christ. Calvary Day School, we consider it a privilege to meet with your family personally. Call Philip Lee, Director of Admissions, at 351-2299. That's 351-2299.
For over half a century, it comes in uniforms, sporting goods, or trophies. Thompson's got you covered. From cleats to caps and the best prices on the biggest brands, Under Armour, Adidas, and more. From baseball to soccer, volleyball to softball, and yes, football too. Every season starts at Thompson Sports Shop. Come cutting it quick at Thompson Sports Shop's new location, 6606 Abercorn Street, Suite 102 in Savannah. Open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and seasonal on Saturdays. At locally owned Thompson Sporting Goods and Trophies, come see where everyone is a
Yo,
winner.
You still want some real New York deli and Italian food? Bada bing, bada boom. Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering is open at 7630 Skidaway Road in Savannah, Georgia during this social distancing problem. Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering will take calls for pickup at 912-354-2914. That's 912-354-2914 on the phone, Kabish. If you want Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering goods delivered, go to savtakeout.com, savtakeout.com to place the order. Remember, Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering. We ain't New York style. We are New York.
Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic. Your back hurts. Another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You just want to pick something up and throw it across the room? If you can. At the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care and pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and of course, achieve a healthier lifestyle. The Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic is now located at two locations in Savannah, Georgia, at 329 Eisenhower Drive, and in Pooler at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Wetherington at the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic for all your chiropractic needs.
And we're back. We're live from Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering on Skidaway Road right here in Sandfly. Come on down. It's their third anniversary. We're going to be cooking some Zeppelis. I want to say Zeppolis, but it's Zeppelis right here at 11 o'clock. $5 a bag. You get five of them, and all the proceeds goes to Coaches for Curing Cancer. It goes to curing childhood cancer. And once again, it's the Call of the Master Sports Report, the Coach AD. We're always on the center of the sports universe, Coach's Corner Sports Network. But, you know, my good friend Bill Vesicchio wanted me to do this, and I love doing it. We did it once before, and it went to Second Harvest.
Yes, Second Harvest. Yep.
So we raised over $500 for Second Harvest, so hopefully you'll join us. And we're only going to be selling Zeppelis until the dough runs out. So make sure you join us. But this is the favorite part of our show every week, about 9:30. We talked to the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. I mean, what more can you want from a kid like Joey White out of Savannah Christian? This is from his head coach, Matt Oglesby. Joey is the leader of our team. When he goes, we go. As a junior, he had a breakout year on the mound before COVID hit, and he has picked up where he left off last season. He really brought it into the weight room during quarantine and fell quarantine and in the fall and added more than 5 miles per hour to his fastball. His pitching stats don't necessarily jump off the page, but the big reason for that is we have played one of the most difficult schedules in the state, and he has started against some really good schools, St. Pius, IMG, Vidalia, Glen Academy. The weight room has also paid off on offense. He has tied with Cooper George. All right, he's going to go play at Mount Olive, okay? For home runs. And I'm telling you right now, he hit, Chad, I was there, against Savannah Christian because it was coined the series of the region championship, and it is, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he hit a shot down third base, and everybody says, well, coach, it's a short field. But this was a line drive, and it was taking off.
Yes, it's still rising.
It's still rising, it's still in the tree somewhere.
As it was going.
I mean, so once again, unbelievable. So hitting, he's played in 24 games, .438 batting average, 541 on base percentage, 5 doubles, 3 home runs, 17 RBIs on the mound. He's 3-1, 1 save. I know 3.75 ERA, but like you said, he's playing against some of the best teams in the state. 43 Ks in 37 innings is pretty good. Joining us now, this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week on the Coach's Corner Hot Seat, Savannah Christian Senior Joey White. Joey, how's it going?
How's it going, Coach Carl? How's it going, Coach Chad? Good morning.
Good to see you, man. Good to see you.
You having a good time?
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me on.
You got a little break today, eh? No baseball, no practice or anything?
Oh, it feels great. Feels great.
You need a break every now and then. So tell us, I mean, baseball, scholarship to Birmingham Southern. When did you start playing baseball? How old were you?
Well, I started playing baseball ever since I could pick up a bat and ball. It went from T-ball to recreational baseball and a summer ball and then middle school ball. And next thing you know, I'm about to go sign and play college and baseball or baseball in college.
You know, Joey, you've had a tremendous career at Savannah Christian, but like more importantly, like Coach Oglesby said, you've become a leader on that team. When a coach says, when he goes, we go, that's just a testament to one. Listen, that your work ethic, your determination, your leadership skills, that means that the team is looking to you for guidance. What has that been like? You know, COVID ended last spring. You got a great group of seniors with Cooper George. What has that been like to step out front this year knowing, hey, this is our senior year? Back in January, we still didn't really know, hey, what could or could not happen with COVID. What's that been like with you guys just stepping out and be leaders of this team to getting you guys where you are right now?
I mean, I think it's awesome. I think we look forward every day to go out in there and playing baseball and just being what we can at practice and knowing that everyone feeds off our energy. So, I mean, we don't take it for granted. So we just, especially me and Cooper, we love it. And we love just teaching everything that we know to these younger kids that will eventually be the seniors for Savannah Christian.
Now, you know, the baseball program has been unbelievable there. Carl Carter did a great job. Matt Oglesby has come in. Tell us about Matt. Tell us about the coaches. And tell us if the coach is still running around a dugout saying, hey, babe, come on, babe, you got to do this, babe.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Coach Carter, he is just a legacy at Savannah Christian. I mean, I was able to be a part of the team when he was a coach my freshman, sophomore year. And Oglesby was still there. He just wasn't the head guy. And, but I mean, I have nothing but high praises for the coach staff. They do a phenomenal job at making such a motivated like atmosphere every day at practice. We have Coach Brandon and Coach Rex and Coach Oglesby and a couple of volunteers, and we just love it. They do such a good job of explaining everything, and they're all just player coaches, which everyone loves too. So it's great.
Nice.
Well, Joey, you know, also you have a younger brother, correct? Who's a freshman?
Yes, sir.
All right. So what's that like? You know, I was an only child, but here you have your senior year, you get your younger brother on the team with you. What's that been like? One, just helping guide him through this process, but he's also a big factor, you know, in your guys' success. So just talk about, you know, your relationship with your brother, being able to play together with him for your senior year. That's gotta be just a tremendous memory from that standpoint. Also, a little bit about his development as a baseball player.
Well, I think this is a really cool year, especially for my parents being able to watch us play for the first time, because we never got to play in travel ball because we're 3 years apart. So it was funny. Anyone that knows me would know that me and my brother did not get along well whatsoever before this high school year. And then my dad just pointed me out, was like, you got to take care of him. You got to be a good leader on the baseball field. So I went into the game, every game is like the mindset of, he's not necessarily my brother, but he's another player on my team. So I didn't treat him any different than anyone else. And then surprisingly, me and my little brother's relationship grew a lot over this year. And it's fun because I knew early in the fall that Jaden would be a big part of this baseball team this year. And it's good that he's finally stepping in and taking part of his role.
Nice. You know, I had the same situation. I had a younger brother. He was 3 years younger. We got to play one season together. It was a lot of fun. So, I mean, I can't tell you what it means to me that I had that chance with him. You just grow closer. And I was just like him and his brother. We fought left and right because we were the closest in the family and closest boys in the family. It's crazy. So, now, you know, you're a baseball player. Okay, we know that. Do you get a chance to participate in any other activities? Do you get a chance to play in any other sports? And if you couldn't play baseball, what sport would you play?
Well, in middle school, I went to Bryan County. And my 6th through 8th grade year, I did baseball, basketball, football, and track. And the only extra sport I played in high school was basketball my sophomore year. And I didn't really do much other than sit in the corner and shoot some three balls every now and then. And but yeah, if I wasn't playing baseball, I'd probably do basketball, I'm sure. Take it more seriously.
Well, you know, you've done a great job with baseball, but you know, another Savannah Christian guy who's making a hit at the Masters, Brian Harmon, same thing at Savannah Christian, just played golf. But what was his favorite sport? Other than golf, basketball.
Basketball. See, everybody wants to shoot the round ball.
Everybody
man.
Wants to shoot it. He was going to sit in the corner and drain threes. I bet you he could probably match, Cooper and Parker.
Yeah, that'd be a good challenge.
Could you match them shot for shot?
I don't think I could talk too much right now. I ain't really shot in probably a whole year or so. But I feel like back in my glory days, I would like to say so maybe.
Hey, Joey, you're going to Birmingham Southern. Talk about that process. We've talked to a lot of seniors that, you know, committed and signed with schools and how difficult recruiting was over COVID last year. What was it about Birmingham Southern that you just liked about it? And what fit was it about the school that you said, hey, man, this is a place for me? Was it, hey, I walked on campus, coaching staff, or kind of everything? Just kind of walk us through the process of the choice of Birmingham Southern.
Yeah, so I mean, I had a very weird recruiting process. And obviously, COVID didn't make that any easier. And so during this time, like no D1 or D2 coaches could come watch you play. But D3 coaches were allowed to come to games and watch you. And well, I played one summer ball game. I ended up doing fairly well. And the Birmingham Southern coach staff was there. And we talked afterwards. And he offered me a spot to play at their school. And this was like over the summer, and I weighed my options for like 3 months, and I finally decided to go to Birmingham Southern. And one of the biggest things was just going somewhere that I could be able to call home. And the coaching staff was just outstanding towards me, and I was also able to take a visit there too, and I fell in love with the school. The campus is super nice, and they got extremely nice facilities, and they're a winning baseball team. So I mean, a bunch of things went into the school, and their education is really good. It's one of the best educations in Alabama, so it was nice. I'm very, very happy with where I'm going.
Hey, and if you're just tuning in, you're watching the Coach and AD on the Call to Master Sports Report live in front of Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Canning right here on Skidaway Road in Sandfly for their 3rd anniversary. But really, we're part of the Coach's Corner Sports Network. Got to thank John Henderson for letting us do this. But we're at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic. After the week, we're talking to Joey White, senior at Savannah Christian. So, I mean, you had an exceptional career at Savannah Christian. What has been the most memorable moment, let's go athletically first, about playing baseball at Savannah Christian? Memorable moment.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I've gotten asked this question a couple of times, and it's always the same answer. And I think everyone would be pretty upset with me if I didn't say this was it either. So, my sophomore year, we are in the state playoffs, the Final Four to be exact. And we were playing against the Wesleyan Wolves, who had a really stacked team that year, and they still do this year. And Well, each playoff series is the best of three games. So we split the series after two games, and we're playing the third game, and the winner advances to the state championship. So fast forward about seven innings, and we are down one run in the bottom of the seventh inning. We also have two outs in this time, too. Our number nine batter gets on first, and the top of the lineup was up, and I was batting second this game. Our leadoff guy, Garrett Bradley, he hits a triple off the fence, and everyone is freaking out, and I'm beyond excited at this point, and I'm waving my arm in a circular motion to signal him home, like me signaling had anything to do with the entire play, but I was just super, my adrenaline was just through the roof. So as I'm waving him home, I started moving behind home plate, and the umpire was right behind me as I'm waving, and I accidentally struck him in the top of the head, and he stumbled and like got knocked out on the ground. And I completely ignored the rest of the entire situation of the game that was going on. And I was completely like focused on making sure I didn't like actually hurt this dude. And like, he was on the ground for a little bit, but after a while he finally got up probably like 10 minutes or so. And then the game winning run was on third base, and I'm coming up to bat, and I'm just thinking like this. I just hit this umpire pretty solid on the head and knocked him out, and I thought for sure he was gonna like do me wrong on this next like a bat. So I'm already like, the nerves are through the roof. The game winning run to go to state championships on third, and luckily the next pitch was a wild pitch, and then we go to the state championship. But definitely that moment and that entire game was awesome to go to the state championship. But yeah.
Well, you guys are back on track again this year. You're as hot as any team here in South Georgia from that standpoint. You finished up the series with Country Day, I think, in the next week. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Next weekend.
Finishing up next week. And so, you know, the seeding is huge right now. You guys are in the driver's seat for that one seed. I mean, you're right. Hey, Western Wolves are back at it again. It looks like you guys could be on a collision course here in Class A private, again, from that standpoint. But the good thing is that, one, it looks like the bracket plays out. You guys can play a lot at home on Chatham Parkway. Talk about just, hey, that field, Carr-Carter Field now, the everything that's gone into improving that facility, what it's like now, right now, to be at Savannah Christian playing baseball.
Oh, I mean, we feel on top of the world to be able to call ourselves a Raider on the baseball field. And just like the history that Coach Carter has, I mean, it's awesome. And it's fun because I've been playing varsity ever since I was a freshman. So I've really got to be able to take part of that and knowing Coach Carter and getting a good relationship with him. And I mean, it's just awesome to be able to play as a Savannah Christian Raider in Savannah.
You guys are doing a great job, and it's unbelievable. My last question for me is, from a standpoint, yes, I had a son that went to Savannah Christian. What do you like? What memories are you going to take from Savannah Christian besides the athletics, as far as the academics, the teachers? Tell us something about being a Savannah Christian Preparatory School student.
Well, I mean, one of the biggest things for me switching over from Bryan County Schools to Savannah Christian was the education. And I'm a firm believer now, after 4 years of high school there, that it's going to help me tremendously in college. So I think the study, just tactics and everything, is going to do strides for me at Birmingham Southern. So that's great that they, something that they offer me. So,
favorite teacher? Going to put you on the spot.
Ooh, favorite teacher. I'm going to play it safe and say Coach Oglesby. He was one of my teachers 1 year.
Hey, he's going to be
that's a good deal right there.
Stay,
maybe he'll give you a little more, a little more pitching time because
she's, yeah, there you go.
He's going to be side major at Birmingham. Going to politics there. That's a very political answer. That's a good one. Hey, well, Joey, man, congratulations. You guys are doing a tremendous job on and off the field right now, and looking forward to what you guys have in the state playoffs. Hey, Grayson Stadium gets to host state championships again. We don't know what classifications could be. Possibly you guys here have another home field advantage playing here in Savannah. So, hey, look forward to you guys finish out the season strong, and we'll see you down the road in the state playoffs. But congratulations on Birmingham Southern, everything that's gone into your career, especially now your senior year getting to play with your brother. What a great opportunity that is, man. So, hey, congratulations, and we'll see you not too long down the road here as the state playoffs get started.
Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all having me on. It's been a blast this morning. Thank you.
Hey, is that ball still traveling out of Country Day? I mean, it was going up.
Oh yeah, it was on just a line. It was like head high. It was pretty satisfying to watch.
I would say your exit speed probably was about 110 miles per hour.
That thing was moving. I saw the highlight of it.
Yeah.
Great job. Congratulations, and we'll talk to you at the end of the season and during the playoffs.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Y'all have a good morning.
Thank you, Joey. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Joey, for coming on.
Yes, sir.
Gets the day off. Hey,
gets
man,
the day off, and he's enjoying himself.
In the baseball world, man, high school baseball, people do not – let's one let our fans know, listen, when it comes to high school baseball, I mean, you usually play, you know, once or twice during a week, and usually every Saturday there's a series going on somewhere. Like I know with Calvary again this weekend, we had games last night. We got, you know, basically a triple header today, a JV game, two varsity games. Very rarely during the high school season, these kids – usually don't get a spring break much. They don't get a spring break, all right, very, very much because of the region schedule and things of that nature. Weekends are usually playing on Fridays and Saturdays as well. So it's great for Joey to be able to decompress, take a step back, spend some time with his brother now, which is awesome to hear their situation from that standpoint. Great young man, great student athlete, sees the advantages of what that looks like going down the road. And Birmingham Southern is a beautiful place.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's a gorgeous school. Birmingham's a great city, big enough to have everything, but small enough to where you just get that feel. And he gets to be in Sweet Home Alabama.
But the key is, he's not the only athlete recently say this. It feels like home. It's beautiful. Home. You got to find a fit for you.
Find the right fit.
You know, everybody's
fit.
Going to Birmingham Southern. What's, but you know what?
It's a great school. They it's got a football. Great school. They got everything.
They got
else.
Everything there. And everything. He's going to be playing, and they want him to come there. The coaches make him feel like it's home. So, I mean –
don't worry about kids how many. Starts, don't worry about how many numbers are behind the NCAA. Don't matter if it's D1, right. D2, D3, NAIA. It's about finding the right fit and finding where you want to go to school and everything. Don't worry about all the other stuff. Just find the right fit for you. Find the right academic standpoint because that's the reality of it. All right, 99% of you are not going to play pro ball.
Right.
And just enjoy your time.
But you have a chance to play pro ball.
Yeah.
Some of the guys that Dominic came in 2014. Dallas Christian, Redwood Community College in California.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you got a chance to play no matter where you go. So, you know what? It's got to be a good fit. You got to love where you go, and you got to like what you're doing. All right, next up, we're going to try and pull him away from the deep fryer and the frying pan back there. We're going to try and bring on the owner, the boss, as they call him here, at Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Canning, Bill Fasicchio. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Coach and AD on the Carl DeMasi Sportsport. Of course, coming from the center of the sports universe, the Coach's Corner Sports Network. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
We're getting there.
Yeah, it's been a tough day. Tough morning. But
we
you know what?
We got it, man.
You got to love it.
We're open.
Forget about
all it. All time, that's Coach's Corner and Thunderbolt. Coach's Corner has been voted the best in Savannah for 20 years running, and it's no wonder why. Sports, live music, delicious and generous portions of pub food, all for our fans. No matter what the season, there's always a reason to check out Coach's Corner. It's always game time at Coach's Corner. Pick your favorite sport, pick your favorite team, and pick a TV, and Coach's Corner is your place. Coach's Corner is always open for lunch, dinner, and now breakfast, Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 10:30. But remember, Coach's Corner still has takeout service. John Harrison and Coach's Corner crew have smoked Boston Butch, ribs, and chicken on the grill. You can place your order by calling Coach's Corner at 912-352-2933. That's 912-352-2933. As always, make it a night to remember at Coach's Corner.
At Calvary Day School, we want our students to be fully equipped and on the cutting edge of academics making a difference in our world. Your child will grow academically, physically, socially, and spiritually. At Calvary, it is so good to say we are one school with one mission and one vision. Faith, academics, excellence, and building champions through Christ. Calvary Day School, we consider it a privilege to meet with your family personally. Call Philip Lee, Director of Admissions, at 351-2299. That's 351-2299.
For over half a century, it comes in uniform, sporting goods, or trophies. Thompson's got you covered. From cleats to caps and the best prices on the biggest brands, Under Armour, Adidas, and more. From baseball to soccer, volleyball to softball, and yes, football too. Every season starts at Thompson's Sports Shop. Come cutting it equipped at Thompson's Sports Shop's new location, 6606 Abercorn Street, Suite 102.
in Savannah every Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and seasonal on Saturdays. At locally owned Thompson Sporting Goods and Trophies, come see where everyone is a
Yo,
winner.
You still want some real New York deli and Italian food? Bada bing, bada boom. Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering is open at 7630 Skidaway Road in Savannah, Georgia during this social distancing problem. Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering will take calls for pickup at 912-354-2914. That's 912-354-2914 on the phone, Kabish. If you want Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering goods delivered, go to savtakeout.com, savtakeout.com to place the order. Remember, Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering, we ain't New York style, we are
Wellington Chiropractic Clinic. Your back hurts, another body part hurts all the time, it makes you mad, the pain drives you crazy, you just want to pick something up and throw it across the room? If you can, at the Wellington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care and pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and of course, achieve a healthier lifestyle. The Wellington Chiropractic Clinic is now located at two locations in Savannah, Georgia, at 329 Eisenhower Drive, and in Pooler at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Wetherington at the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic for all your chiropractic needs.
And welcome back to the Coach and AD right here live out in front of Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering, Skidaway Road, Sandfly. Come by. We're here. I'll be back at 11 o'clock to cook some Zeppelis, raising money for Coaches for Curing Cancer, curing childhood cancer. So stop on by. Five Zeppelis, $5 in a nice brown bag with a little powdered sugar. You're going to love it. Motto, and you're going to love it. Bada bing, bada boom. So once again, 11 o'clock, it all starts. It's the third anniversary of Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering. Well, Rocky himself or Bill Fascicchio cannot come out of the back room.
They are slammed.
They're slammed
this morning.
So we're not going to have Bill on like we do every year when we come ahead and do the anniversary. But if you want some really, really good Italian food, New York Deli type food, hey, I started out my morning with a Yahoo or a Yoo-hoo.
Yoo-hoo.
I am a Yahoo, a Yoo-hoo. And then I had, of course, my breakfast sandwich.
So he calls me.
Bacon, egg, and cheese on a Kaiser roll, so, just like they make it at delis in New York.
So people don't realize, one, this man, he had to get a track meet going this morning. All right, so understand, AD stuff never stops, 24-7. Had to get a track meet going this morning. So I call and make sure I'm in the right place because I mess up from time to time. He goes, no, you're there. I'm getting a track meet up and running. He goes, hey, just walk in and order me my normal. It's like being at Cheers here for Carl. I just walks in and said, hey, I need what Carl orders. And she goes, I got it. No problem. I said, it's a bacon and cheese. She goes, on a roll. I said, yes, ma'am, you got it. So, hey, listen, we're at the best place there is right here. Some of the best sandwiches you'll ever have. My favorite, sort of the roast beef, classic with mozzarella cheese and bacon on it. It doesn't get any better than that on a toasted garlic bread. Oh, phenomenal.
What's special about it, John Henderson, I told him about it. John Henderson, the owner of Coach's Corner, who sponsors our show,
Yes. Sponsors
five shows now, okay? He says, Coach, I've been back there five, six times. I got to have pastrami. I love pastrami, and it's the best pastrami I had. Hey, you want some pastrami like it tastes in New York? The man here brines his own meat to make the pastrami. It's unbelievable. It's called a Brenda, and the sandwich is huge. It's huge. Get half of one because you're not going to finish a whole one, okay? So, once again, it's their third anniversary. Once again, we're all part of the Coach's Corner Sports Network. There are five shows, Rubbin' and Grubbin', every Wednesday night at 6 o'clock from Coach's Corner. We come on at 7 o'clock when we don't have athletic director duties. Jeez. We call it Wednesday Night Live. We update what's going on during the week. Then we come back Saturday mornings live, 9 to whenever. We're usually at Coach's Corner, but today for my Goomba, my friend. And you know what? He grew up one town over from me. His best friend, Andrew, okay, was a girl, one of my classmates in high school's brother, but she went to East Rockaway. He went to a private school, St. Paul's Academy with Andrew. So out in Garden City, New York, where I graduated college from at Delphi University. So there was a lot of connections when we hit it off right away. So it's been a lot of fun. And I'm telling you right now, I'm not only saying this because it's Bill and it's Long Island and it's Rocky's New York Deli and Italian King, but the food is delish.
It is. There's no lie. I got you got the Philly.
I got the Philly the other day. Oh, it was close to a Philly cheesesteak from South Jersey. So you got to come out here and try it. But anyway, we're running late, as we usually do. We usually do three steps into the show or three steps in the door. We break down high school sports first, then the local colleges, and of course, we got to go down the road to Georgia Southern, and of course, then pro and local news. So we're going to catch up on that right now. Bill can't come out, so this will be the end of the show. When we're done with that news, he's going to grill me with our three steps out the door. He asked me three off-the-wall questions or three questions other than sports. It has to deal with sports, and I do it 1 week. He does it the next week, so we'll go from there. All right, step one, let's kick it off with high school news. Rankings, okay? I love rankings, okay? I know it's on paper, but I love rankings. The St. Vincent's Academy Lady Saints in Class 1A private are now ranked eighth. They're undefeated, and we know they won three straight AA state championships. They didn't do it last year because we canceled sports.
Yeah.
And now they're back in, but they're back playing in 1A, one of the toughest girls high school state classifications. You can go to your 7A, you can go to your 6A. But
Class
you know
A
what?
Private is as good as there is in a state.
And this man coaches girls soccer.
That is no doubt. All right. Class A privates is deep and as good as there is. All right. So St. Vincent's number eight this week. Christian dropped out of the top 10 there. Look for maybe Country Day Boys to start sliding up there and into that top 10 as well. In baseball, BC's number five. They had a rough weekend down
last
there.
Weekend.
But still, you only get better by playing the best. So Kevin Farmer to those guys down there, Colt Holden, they went down there and played bowls.
Right. And Providence School.
In Providence School. So two top programs. Without a doubt. But there's still five in class.
I know. I'm going to jump in there. They're class four. But, you know, Carter Halton pitched against Bowles. Pitched four innings, struck out 11 and 12.
Yeah.
There were like over 30 scouts there. They scored seven runs against Carter Halton. None of them were earned.
Not an earned run. So,
but they hit him. That. You know, that's expected. He went against the top kid at, from Bowles who signed to play at FSU.
Yeah.
Another top baseball program in the United States.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt, FSU, okay. So, good. Savannah Christian, we just talked to Joey White.
Yep. So, there's Haas. They are there on a nine-game win streak. How they're number five in Class 1A private. Look for them to make another deep run. Everything's starting to come together for them as well. At the plate, on the mound, they got the rotation going. From that. All right, so some Friday baseball scores here. Carter Holton, we just talked about him, threw another no-no. Just missed a perfect game, but threw another no-no against Morgan County, who was ranked as well, 10-0. Camden knocks off Richmond Hill, 5-3.
Oh, Glenn, okay, go with you, don't Glenn. Go ahead.
All right, Glenn Academy 2, Effingham 1.
That region 2A, classification 6A, is a dogfight.
Oh,
there
man.
Are five teams battling out for four spots, and they almost got the identical records. And they're all – well, there's three of them right now before last night that were tied for first place. Richmond Hill, Glen Academy, and South Effingham, okay? And then Effingham and Camden County were right on the tails. It's going to be crazy coming down the last 2 weeks.
It is a dogfight there. Haversham 10, John Hancock 1. Southeast Bullock 1 late last night. Crazy once 10-5. Again. 10-5. Crazy thing at Grayson. Speaker caught on fire in the light pole. We had to call 911. Everything was fine. We got to finish the game. But whatever. It's been crazy. Girls soccer, Westfield School over St. Andrews, it looks like. Calvary. One of my favorite things, I got to go. Big shout out to the Mark Stroud from Claxton. We put to play Toombs County.
Been a Dick Teen grad.
BC grad. Great. One of my favorite people in sports. He's the AD at Claxton. We were supposed to play Toombs back in March. Couldn't do it. We had home lacrosse last night, so I called Mark Stroud. Said, hey, man, can we play at the prettiest stadium in Class A football, the Pecan Grove? All right, if you never got to go watch a high school football game, all right, it's called the Grove. It is pecan trees are all around the stadium. They poured the concrete bleachers around the trees. It is one of the greatest environments in high school football. I don't care where you're at. It is awesome. So, field was beautiful last night. Perfect play. And Calvary girls got a 7-0 win there. All right. Savannah Country Day, big win over Savannah Arts, 4-3. And South Effingham, Southeast Bullock tied at 1.
Boys soccer, Savannah Arts Academy 2, Benedictine 1. Two of the best.
Without doubt.
Two of the best, not the best, two of the best boys programs here in the city. 2-1 Arts Academy over Benedictine. St. Andrews hasn't lost yet. They went all over Westfield 10-0.
Yep.
So they're undefeated. Calvary Day School in the prettiest little high school. Americana. I mean,
oh,
it's Americana.
It's okay. Right. Downtown class. It's beautiful.
Calvary 5, Toombs County 0 at Pecan Grove. Tommy Palmer. Every time I think about class.
I know.
And Savannah Arts Academy, I already said, Statesboro was at Country Day. Didn't get a score. South Effingham, who's also one of the top teams in the area, they beat Southeast Bullet 3-0. Lacrosse last night, Calvary 17, Islands nothing. All right, today's baseball schedule. Morgan County's at Calvary. It started at 10 o'clock. Then Bullock Academy will play Calvary at 1 o'clock. And then Bullock Academy will take on Habersham at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
All right, Savannah Country Days at First Presbyterian. Is that a doubleheader? Is that a region game?
No, it's a non-region game, but I think it is a doubleheader.
3:30, yep. Okay. Yep. All right, let's go to step two. We got to go to colleges. National championship last Monday night. Horrible. Horrible. Compared to what happened on Saturday when Gonzaga and UCLA went at it, okay, and Shrugs hits that three-quarter shot to win the game, okay, Baylor just blew away Gonzaga, okay, blew him away, and Davian Mitchell out of Liberty County High School, and of course I had the luck to coach against him in high school, okay, in the state playoffs Elite Eight, all right, I mean, unbelievable game. Baylor's his championship, and he's bringing home to the 9-1-2 area an NCAA Division I basketball.
One, he's a heck of a defender now.
Oh, he's crazy.
I mean, he's absolutely locked down. Crazy. Locked down defender. So, congratulations to Baylor. It's probably the only pick in my bracket I had, right? I had Baylor winning it all. That's probably the only pick I had.
I had Gonzaga.
All. But Gonzaga would have been the first undefeated team since 1976 in Indiana to do that. But big win there.
Davian Mitchell was voted the NCAA James Naismith Defensive Player of the Year.
That is as impressive as there can be right
and
there.
And I got to talk about this next lady. She's been at Stanford for millions of years. We know Pat Summitt. We know Gino Amaroma.
Oriema.
I'm really tongue-tied this morning.
You're right, man.
All right. But, you know, Tara Vandermeer. 29 years ago, she won her first and only national championship in 1992. But Stanford's always a perennial playoff team. NCAA March Madness for the girls. Well, she finally got another one. So, I mean, great job. Great game against
Arizona.
It was a great game. So, once again, congratulations to Baylor, Davian Mitchell out of Liberty County, and Stanford, the Cardinal, even though they have a pine tree as their mascot. Okay, because it's got to be politically correct. All right, let's go to right down the road here, Savannah State baseball.
Yeah, so I'd already flipped over. I was getting excited talking about the football
schedule. All right, I'll go to Savannah State baseball. They're 10-5. They haven't played a conference game yet in SEAC because SEAC's not doing it, but they're 10-5. Great job by Coach Hardy. They have a home game tomorrow and Monday against Salem University. Tomorrow's 1 p.m. Monday's 12 p.m. Softball, 5-4 there in Atlanta versus Clark Atlanta this weekend. They got a doubleheader today and a doubleheader tomorrow against Clark Atlanta. And he's getting excited because the Tigers have announced their 2021 football schedule. 6 games at home. Take it away.
Man, so they open up big opening weekend.
Wintersville.
Wintersville. They go down at Valdosta State, get a measure of where your team is all the game. Host Livingstone, host Bendit College, home versus Morehouse, at Kentucky State.
Kentucky State, this is the first time they're going to be playing somebody out of the Western Division in SEAC. They didn't get a chance to play for the championship last year because of the transition.
Yeah.
So we'll see how they do against the Western Division. That was their biggest problem. They weren't allowed to play anybody over there.
Yep. So home versus Erskine, home versus Clark Atlanta, at Albany State, at Fort Valley, then home versus Edward Waters. So a great schedule for them. Listen, I think the Tigers will keep roaring and making some noise in this and being this conference, dropping down to D2. Super excited. They had a great finish their spring, rolled over Middle Georgia, and really, really looked good after that first game.
And former, you know, like we just talked to, if you didn't listen to us, what I'm going to do is I'm going to chop up the section so you don't have to watch us for an hour and a half, even though I love watching us for an hour and a half. But anyway, my wife thinks I'm crazy. I said, D, I got to try and get better at it, which today I'm bumbling and fumbling and stumbling. But anyway, if you go to a college and you don't think you can get to the next level, well, here at Savannah State, former Tiger lineman Michael Johnson has accepted an invitation to the inaugural Historical Black College University Combine, which is today, all right, well, yesterday and today, and it's following invitations after he played at the Hula Senior Bowl, and he played in the Senior Tropical Bowl. So no matter where you are, one of the greatest tight ends ever, Denver Broncos. Where did he come from?
Savannah State. Shannon
and who
Sharp.
Was it?
Shannon Sharp.
So you can get anywhere you want to go, okay? Georgia Southern, let's go down the road. 2 weeks to go.
Spring game be held. All right. On the other side, Eagle Creek there, 2 weeks ago, April 24th.
Prettiest little stadium in the United States.
That's right. Beautiful place. SCAD, back in full swing.
This is a great
all
thing.
Right, back in full swing. NAIA Sun Conference, Women Golf 5, Women's Tennis 5, Women's Lacrosse 5.
They have
three programs ranked, all right, top 5 in the country. SCAD Athletics doing it right.
while they're back in full swing, and they don't get much love, okay? And I'm not saying anything to the media, but they don't get much love, okay? But the Savannah College of Art and Design has a lot of kids that are into the arts, but they're also into athletics, too.
Great
but
lacrosse programs.
You don't want to hear anything about it. Hey, and in May, they better be playing here.
That's right. NAIA hosting the lacrosse championships, and we'll get to that here in a little bit as well. So,
right. Let's go. Step three, out the door. We're talking baseball. Baseball's been very, very good to me, the Atlanta Braves. You know what, Chad? Before we talk about the Atlanta Braves, I want to talk about the Atlanta Braves fans. They lose four straight to start the season, and they're already jumping ship. They're already jumping ship. Can you give me a break, fans?
Now, baseball is 162-game schedule.
Or as the Fanatic likes to say, 162.
162. That's a lot of baseball games. We're not talking about some 30, 40, 50 games, 60-game season. But even during that, you're going to have stretches like this. All right? They were, you know, coming out of spring training. You know, weren't hitting this, Chris. You open up. I mean, look up. You're opening road, six-game road trip to start the year. Everybody, just like, what was it Aaron Rodgers said? You know, he after one game, they lost. And
right.
He said, R-E-L-A-X.
Relax.
Relax.
So, I mean, so once again, they dropped four straight to open the season. They've now won three in a row. Last night, I turned on the TV. I'm back in my ute. I'm back in my ute. Hank Aaron, all right, April 7th, home run number 715, had that old Braves uniform with the blue sleeves with the feather in it.
Favorite, the
lowercase A on the helmet. They wore them last night. And it was marvelous. I was excited about it.
Stay with the unis. Classic.
And I'm telling you right now, they wore those uniforms, and they were hot last night, okay? They played the Phillies. They beat them 8-1. I mean, I don't know how many home runs. I guess because Hank Aaron was in the house.
I don't know. Kuni had four hits last night. So, listen, if the top of that lineup get hitting, guys, it will be okay. All right? As long as the middle back in the bullpen holds up, we'll be fine. Charlie Morton had another six strong innings.
Yep.
Leading the Braves to 8-1 win over the Phillies on Friday night. Kuhn's 15 blast off Zach Wheeler, traveling an estimated 456 feet, landing deep in center field seats behind the Braves bullpen for a 2-1 lead, and they were off and running from there.
And tonight, I think they're wearing these uniforms. So if you didn't
I would just keep wearing them.
So if you didn't see it last night, they're gonna be wearing them. Okay?
Awesome.
So tonight, 7:20 against the Phillies in the ATL. Tomorrow night, Sunday night baseball, the Braves against Phillies. Okay, pro basketball. The Hawks are hot. They fired the coach. They bring in Nate McMillan. Hey, they're tied for first in the Southeast Division at 27-25. Last night, they were down, I think, 15 or 16 at halftime. They came back to beat the Bulls by 16. So, unbelievable. You know, Nate McMillan's come in here, people, and I know we got to give a shout-out to Spencer Maddox and Travis Janon. They talk about the Hawks all the time on the Hot Grits podcast. Okay, I forgot to tell you this. The other two shows are the Hot Grits podcast. The other three shows I didn't tell you. Hot Grits podcast with Travis Jadon and Spencer Maddox. And, of course, the Who's on First Base baseball podcast with me and a Fanatic. Check that out. And this whole weekend, go to Facebook Live at 6 o'clock tonight. You can watch the 19th hole with the Herb Brothers. So, all right, I blew that.
From the Henderson cabin out there in the sound.
It's beautiful. Guard. But anyway, Trey Young went off and scored 42 points. Clint Capella had 22 points, 10 rebounds. And they overcame a sizzling. I mean, this guy was insane last night. Zach LaVine, I think he scored over 50 points, and they beat the Bulls 120-108, and they're in Charlotte tomorrow at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So check that out. All right. And do you believe this? There's only 1 month left in the NBA.
It's hard to
believe. We just – 140 days we had the Masters. We're at the Masters.
Yeah.
Okay, the NBA just ended. They started again right away with a regular season.
Yeah.
1 month left. And there's only, what, 2 weeks left in high school sports too?
Yep, there we go. Hey, Pro Football and Falcons, fourth pick in the NFL draft. And, man, things are moving and getting exciting. All right. People are moving up and down. The Jets get rid of Donald. Comes my Panthers. I don't know. We'll see if he can.
You got a heck of a quarterback there.
I think it just has to be. Listen, we talk about this all the time with rookie quarterbacks. It's all about where you go. Would Mahomes be the same if he hadn't gone to the Chiefs? Yes, he's still as good as there is.
We'll get to that. He's going to laugh at me. The Jets stink. They did it again. They blew it. They didn't give this kid a chance. Okay, I got to stop. Bill's right here. Jump in the middle there, Bill Fasicchio.
All right. Let me get in there. Hey, Bill.
How you doing? You know, how you doing? How you doing? How you doing?
How you guys doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm all right.
All right. So we're all in the picture. So Bill Vasiccio, the owner, the boss. We have the cake boss. Now we got the Rockies, New York Deli, Italian Catering boss, Bill Vasiccio. Once again, congratulations. 3 years, and Savannah loves it.
Can you believe that? 3 years we've been around? I mean, you guys really took to us, and I appreciate that. With your help, I mean, this is the voice. I mean, really, it's been a wild run for 3 years, and hopefully continue for a long, long time. So it's cool.
It's better than flipping burgers at McDonald's, eh?
You got that right.
Bill, what's been the most surprising thing? We've been dealing with COVID over the year, but the businesses remain strong. What's been the biggest thing for that?
Well, we kind of were made for takeout. The takeout has increased incredibly, and we've been following the rules, and we've been doing everything we could. And people appreciate that. People can trust us. We're safe here. We're doing the right thing. So I think that's one of the biggest things we take from this past year and a half.
All right. I know nobody's throwing this at you, okay?
Okay.
You ready?
All right.
What is the most favorite thing for Bill Vasiccio on the Rockies New York Deli Italian Catering menu?
Oh man,
eats everything, but let's get his favorite.
Look, I am simple, okay. I give me a bacon, egg, and cheese for breakfast, and the number one, a roast beef with bacon and fresh mozzarella.
Yes, sir.
Mozzarella.
Yes, sir. Without a doubt.
So it's a ricotta or regatta?
Regatta.
Okay.
Come on, you know. I'm a simple guy. That's what I like. I mean. It's fun making everything else, but just give me something simple.
You know, and John Henderson from Coach's Corner was happy for us doing this here with you today. You know, he says to me, I've been back there 6 times. They know me by name now because I love the pastrami.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's a great, customers come in. We know what their order is before they walk in, and we just have it ready for it's so much fun.
Man. And they know your first name too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We know, I got 4 egg Mike. I got 1 egg Jen. It's fun.
Hey, let's talk a little sports here.
Okay.
All right, NFL draft coming up. Right, I see the Giants helmet in there. So yep. Obviously a Giants guy.
Absolutely.
All right, so give us your thoughts on some Giants football.
Give me Devonta Smith.
Okay. Yes, sir. 11. I'm with you.
Give me Devonta Smith, and this is make or break time for Danny Dimes because he's got the weapons now. He's got a little bit of an offensive line. He's a little bit of help, but this is make or break time. I mean, he's got to make it this year, and if he does, I think we're going to be pretty good.
Yeah, but if you don't have the running back,
Danny Dimes, I love it.
If you don't have the running back coming back,
Saquon will be back, man.
But if he's not back, but if they don't block for him, and he's not as healthy as he was before it's happened. Yeah, I mean, you're blaming Danny Dimes on this.
Don't worry, we're going to be all right.
Don't worry, we're going to
be all right. I mean,
the big tune is going to be happy. Okay,
made a lot of strides last year. I wasn't delusional to make, you know, we're going to win the division at, you know, with 6 wins, but we're going to be all right this year. We're going to be all right. And this is, like I said, this is following the same path as Eli. 3 years into Eli, I was saying, all right, this experiment's got to end. And all of a sudden he took off. So I think this is going to
be. The Jets didn't give Sam Darnold a chance either. 3 years and he's out of there. But anyway, you're watching the Coach and AD on the Call of the Master Sports Report live from Rockies, New York, Deli, and Italian Catering. What's the numbers here?
912-354-2914.
No, the address number. Do not.
The number. 7360 Skidaway Road.
There you go. 7360, okay? 7360, as we say in New York. But, he's losing his accent a little, but I will go with that.
Not much.
Bill Vasiccio, and we're out here front door. He's also, besides a diehard Giant fan, he lives and dies with the Mets, okay? Out of the new City Field, but out of the old Shea Stadium Flushing Bowl. But go ahead.
Francisco Lindor and the New York Mets off to a little bit of a slow start, but we'll be all right. You got the goat on the mound today. All right. Yes. Jacob DeGrom, best pitcher I've ever seen. And
no, Tom Seaver was the best pitcher I've ever seen.
Yeah. I didn't see him pitch.
You weren't old enough yet.
You're a little older than me.
Yes, I know.
Jake is on the mound today. We got Uncle Stevie running his team now. We're going to be all right. This is going to be a fun team to watch.
His little penny profits, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Hey, so in talking about that, listen, you come in this place, it is iconic. The pictures, everything from sports, iconic pictures with New York and everything of that nature. So tell me, like New York, a Mets fan or a Yankees fan, how'd you be a Mets fan? How was that?
My grandfather was a Brooklyn Dodgers fan. And growing up, and in turn, my mom was a Brooklyn Dodgers fan. Everybody was a Brooklyn Dodgers fan. When the Dodgers left, they couldn't become a Yankees fan. So they held out. Once the Mets came to town, it's, you know, they became Mets fans, and I became a Mets fan. And since I was 3 years old, and Willie Mays came back to New York, I was 3 years old, and you know, Rusty Staub was my favorite at that time. I mean, as a kid, just growing up, just it was all Mets, and there was some lean years in the 70s, man. It was some bad years in the 70s, but then the 80s came, and it was easy to be a Mets fan again.
Meet the Mets. Step right up and greet the Mets.
Not bad. Bring your kiddies, bring your wife. Yeah, I don't know how to sing it, though.
They won't let me sing at Grayson Stadium. So, but anyway, once again, third anniversary, 3 years, an establishment here at 7630 Skidaway, 7360. Okay, Skidaway Road right here in Sandfly. Come out today at 11 o'clock. This man also runs fundraisers. He donates all the cash, to a charity. We're doing a fundraiser today for the third anniversary gala to the Coaches for Curing Cancer, Cure Childhood Cancer Fund. I'll be here cooking with my wife, Dee. He'll be helping me. I don't know if he's going to be helping me out because this man, I mean, I just walked in there about 15 minutes ago. He had sweat coming down. He had
eggs
grill,
all over the place.
Eggs all over the place. Andy wanted one. Jane wanted two. But once again, come out here and help us. And you got to come down here and try the food. And he'll tell you also, I'm going to plug Screaming Mimi's. He, you know, an Italian guy like
Absolutely.
Me. You want the closest to New York, New Jersey pizza? Agreed. You got to get Screaming Mimi's.
Absolutely. All right, so we always have this debate. All right, not a debate. It's the questions we ask.
Go ahead.
All right, so I ask, all right, Carl, your favorite pizza place. You always Screaming. Say it. No, back home.
Oh, back home.
We've not got to ask him, so I'm asking you.
He knows it. Gino's Pizzeria.
Gino's right on Sunrise Highway.
Right on Sunrise Highway.
All right, so I get to ask him now.
Go ahead, ask him.
Is it the same or a different
He's
place?
He's a Malvern boy or a Garden City boy, so we'll see.
I like Sinelli's in Elmont. That was mine. Sinelli's in Elmont.
How about King Alberto's?
Oh, all right. That's above and beyond.
So okay.
That wasn't an everyday thing. Sinelli's was an everyday. Alberto's was a treat.
All right, so what's the difference? Tell people, let people know the difference between what's every day and then the treat part.
For me, Umberto's, King Umberto's, was the Sicilian pizza. Mm. It's a deep dish Italian pizza pie. Unbelievable. It's square, rectangle, just out of this world. Out of this world. What was yours?
Well, Sinelli's, I liked the way they cooked it. I mean, you had that char on a crust. I mean, because you got to be able to cook pizza at about 900 degrees.
In a brick oven.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Not in a rolling chain oven.
And it was just cooked. I mean, it was just cooked. It's got to be cooked. It's got through and through, and it gets that little blackness, that char. It's that
crispiness.
Oh, I love it.
The mozzarella makes a big difference too.
Oh my God, and the sauce.
And the sauce. I know we're going back home. Did you ever go to Mother Kelly's in Cedarhurst?
No, I never did.
You never went to Mother Kelly's?
No.
It was owned by an Irish Jewish lady.
Okay.
And you want the best spinach Italian pizza, spinach cream spinach pizza, that Mother Kelly's. I wonder if they're still there.
I'll tell people, I ask him all the time, like your bagels. Tell people about your bagels, how they get here. Tell about that process.
Our bagels come from the same shop that I grew up going to, which was A&S Bagels in Franklin Square, New York. What they do is they cook them there. They boil them in that New York water, which I think is
the difference.
Bake them partially, freeze them, ship them to us, and we finish them here. And they're just like they came out of that bagel shop. It's fantastic. I mean, really the best I've had.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
So, all right. So last question for me. Going back to the food things, is a hot dog sandwich or its own identity?
I think it's its own iconic identity. I mean, I know this is a debate. I don't know. But a hot dog, I mean, you go to New York, you get a dirty water dog, which we have from time to time. Yeah.
I know, and I haven't got one yet. I got to get here next time you
absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely. You know, with the onion sauce, and they've just been sitting in that water, and it's its own thing. It really is its own thing.
So, all right. Well, congratulations. Three years strong. We'll be out here at 11 o'clock. I might have to ask him to come in out of the bullpen because I don't know how I'm going to be able to handle that here. But my wife's coming to help. And Rockies, New York, Deli, and Italian Catering, 7360 Skidaway Road, Sandfly, Georgia. Come out here. You want the best meal you want to get? Just like me, breakfast, bacon, egg, and cheese, buddy. Just like Sunrise Highway, just like Gillis's Deli.
Ooh, Gillis's Deli. Oh, yeah.
Hey, you can find them all over social media as well. They, you know, DoorDash, everybody delivers. You know, they got orders sitting up here ready for people to come on. So check them out. One of the best places there is. Everybody that we bring on, we plug this place because it is phenomenal. Like I said, number one's mine as well. It can't be a classic roast beef, Mott's and bacon. It's truly iconic.
You never asked me what mine was.
What is your favorite?
What are you telling? Tell everybody. I come here every Friday.
Come here every Friday for the eggplant parm. The eggplant parm. I get it.
Eggplant Parmesan. When he does the veal. Oh, bada bing, bada boom. Okay. Once again, you do the all, I'll do forget about it. His famous saying is forget about it.
Y'all.
There you go. You got a New Yorker and you got a Southern boy here.
Very good. Excellent. So, you guys are good.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, man. Awesome job, brother.
Thank you.
I know. I got to get the oil boiling. Okay. I'll get it. All right. So let's wrap this up, Mr. Griffin. So quickly, we talked about pro football, the Masters. Brian Harmon, we love you.
Second last group today,
baby. My dream is to see this kid win Masters program.
Come on, kid.
Right across the town out of Southbridge, the Southbridge community, Garden City community. This kid has been unbelievable. I've been following him since he's been in high school in 1998. Every time he's in a championship, I sit there and watch. I know I'm crazy, but you know what?
Listen, man,
he's been the greatest thing.
Listen, he's been one of the best players there was as a youth. He was a Walker Cup champion.
Yep.
He's one of the best match play players there is. That's how he got into the Masters as well. And he's finding that groove. He's been on the tour for a while, and he's gradually just continued to improve. Here he is, going into the weekend. All right, moving days today, and he's in second last group. He's had phenomenal.
210. I'll be home.
That's right. Be watching it and pulling for you, big guy.
You gotta love
dogs as well.
Go Raiders. Go Bulldogs. Go Brian Harmon. Okay. Local news: Savannah Bananas open up May 27th. And they're taking on the Macon Bacon. What a way to start the season. Coastal Plain League. Remember, their premier team was successful. 9 out of those Premier League team players, the 70 guys that tried out, they kept 34. 9 out of the 34 have just signed independent ball contracts.
Awesome.
So semi-pro football, we follow in the Savannah Falcons. They're 1-1. They're away today in Florida against the Florida Falcons. It's going to be at Ridgeview High School, 466 Madison Avenue, Orange Park, Florida. Go to Savannah Falcons on Facebook. You can find out more. Savannah Sports Council, all in May. This is your bag.
Yeah, man. NAIA Lacrosse Championships will be here at Memorial Stadium. Looking forward to that. GSA Soccer and Baseball will be back in Savannah again. We don't know what classifications yet, but we get to host them. May 13th and 14th is soccer. Then third week in May, trying to nail down some dates. Georgia High School is finishing that up. Baseball Championships could be Savannah Christian, could be BC. That would be awesome here for the Savannah area.
BC 4A has already been slated.
Did they
for the Stripers University. The Stripers field.
Gwinnett. Yeah, 3A.
Gwinnett Stripers.
It's beautiful, though. 4A. I was just up there. Beautiful, beautiful place.
So we got a shot.
Got a shot.
Maybe 1A, 2A, or 3A.
Yeah, so. We'll have it. Then, once again, 5th Annual Coaches for Cancer 5K, 10K Walk Run is on June 12th.
I thought this would be a short show, but once again, we've gone for an hour and a half. All right. Last part of the show, always 3 steps out the door. I grill him 1 week with 3 questions. He grills me 1 week with 3 questions. It's my turn to get the questions from the AD.
All right, so here we are. It's Masters week.
Right.
Okay, we had a little bit about this. All right. Favorite golfer?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Arnold Palmer.
Arnold's Army.
I was part of it. I love watching Arnold Palmer. I mean, you throw in Chichi Rodriguez, you throw in Jack Nicklaus, you throw in Gary Player. I mean, there's so many guys, but Arnold Palmer was the guy that I gravitated to.
All right, so best round of golf ever.
For me?
Yes, for you.
Now, the only year I did not work as a teacher was 1989 when I met my wife, and I had the summer off. There was an executive course, par three course that was right down the block from my house. There was a par five and a par four, Bay Park golf course. So my best round and the par was a 38. The par was a 32, right? 32. Yes, because there was a full par four and a par five. My best round was a 36.
Nice.
Right. So
that was good.
Yeah.
All right. Last one here. All right. Bucket list items. All right. Everybody wants to go to Augusta National. Okay, outside of Augusta, because that's everybody wants to be at Augusta. Outside of Augusta, is there a tournament that you want to go watch, to go be a fan at?
That's like asking me what my favorite food is. That's like asking me try to pinpoint one thing. I can't pinpoint things.
Yes, you can.
For my father and my father-in-law, I guess I've been to the Belmont Stakes. I guess the Kentucky Derby would be a bucket list I got to do for them, because I grew up with racehorsing. My father was a big gambler. You know, of course, OTB was a favorite place of mine when we had to go and make his bets. But yeah, I'd have to go to Kentucky Derby. Kentucky Derby would be a place I'd want to see. I've seen Fenway Park. I haven't seen Wrigley Field. That's another thing.
Yeah, yeah.
If I had to choose, I'd go Kentucky Derby and then Wrigley Field.
All right, that's good, man. I was going to say, from a golf standpoint, listen, a lot of people say outside of Augusta to watch a tournament, TPC Sawgrass, super place, super fun place to go watch a tournament at. Also, everybody talks about just the crazy crowds out there in Phoenix when they have the Waste Management Championship out there. So
I hope it doesn't blow us up. He's getting the oil ready for the Zeppelin. So
we're getting ready behind the wall.
We got to run out
of here before
he blows us up
here.
But anyway, once again, there's a lot going on today. You got baseball all day at Grayson Stadium. You got Calvary against
Morgan County
and
the Bull Academy.
Bull Academy, and then you got Habersham School coming on, taking Bull Academy the last game. Yep. Don't forget today, 6 o'clock, the 19th hole. The Herb Brothers on the Coach's Corner Sports Network on Facebook Live. Sean Herb, Brent Herb. I still haven't told him this. I don't know if he can get away from Sherry, but I'm making an appearance. I need the AD to come on with me.
When is it?
6 o'clock tonight. Can you get away for a little while?
I can try.
Okay.
So, hey, here's one thing I want to give a shout out to, and we want to talk about. We might talk on Wednesday a lot. You had several Savannah kids, seventh graders, all right, make the Future Stars team. Some alumni from
football.
Future Stars, football, Nolan Smith. Talk about Nolan Smith when they had a trial here. They had 10 trials from around the state of Georgia. Sixth grade team, seventh grade team, eighth grade team. All right. And you had a lot of kids from Savannah area make the seventh grade team. They'll go down to Jacksonville June 9th through the 12th, 3 days. They'll play teams from Ohio, South Carolina, Florida. This is a huge event that's become. And had several Savannah kids make that team, two Country Day kids and a Calvary kid.
Okay. So, once again, check that out. Remember, 6 o'clock tonight, the Herb Brothers, the 19th hole, the other show on the Coach's Corner Sports Network. They'll be covering all the major golf tournaments. Get out there, watch it. A little adultish. I don't know if you want any kids there. But I'm a special guest. I got to try and talk about the local young golfers coming on. You can name the football players. Stephen Weeks helped me out with young players, so I'll be on that at 6 o'clock. Maybe if you can twist Sherry's arm for give you a little half an hour break, come out there and join me. So, once again, you've been watching the Coach and AD on the Carl Tomasi Sports Report, all part of the
Coach Corner Sports Network. We're live today. That's here in the food universe here at Rocky's Deli and Italian Catering.
We'll be selling them. Okay, what do we got to do?
We got to mask up.
We got to wash those hands.
All right, get the vaccine. All right, we're getting there. It's getting closer. Fans, Texas Arlington Stadium packed out, 40,000 people. Awesome. 14,000 last night in Atlanta.
And Atlanta's going to go to 50% next week. So I don't know if we'll be on Wednesday night due to the end of the sports seasons and a lot of things coming up. He's an AD. I'm an AD. He's
Top
a coach.
Home,
I'm just the AD. So we might not be on Wednesday night with a Wednesday night update, but we'll definitely be back next Saturday in the Soundgarden, finally at Coach's Corner where it all started. God bless. Be safe. 11 o'clock. Come get some Zeppelins made by the coach. And the real boss in
the real boss of the house. Let's be real.
Yes, let's be real.
The real boss in the house.
Deirdre Annunziata Damasi.
Ooh.
Little Italian right there.
I like that.
God bless. We'll see you later.
See ya.